The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Nun Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in Lishmat Morze Kini Yosef Ben Sara, Vemarat Zekanati Yafa Bat Sara, Verbi Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tani Hambegar Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Fuash Shilema, Moshe Ben Dina, Sara Ruhama Batrachayat, Vesra Batrachayat, Vishak Ben Tfrida, Enna Refar Alahem, Fuat Nefesh, Fuat Aguf, Fuat Amkir Walabo, Vechen Yirasom Ben Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on daf Nun Zayin. And we are right at the two dots. It's 1, 2, 3 lines after they get wide. We learned earlier on the last daf that there were 3 incidents that contributed to the destruction of Yerushalayim. One of them was the story of Kamsa, Bar Kamsa. And the next story is the story of the rooster and the hen. And the Gemara now tells us the story. The city of Tur HaMelech was a mountainous region in the Yehuda section of Eretz Yisrael, was destroyed on the account of the hen and the rooster. What was the story? Dahavu Nehige. The province had a custom. Kihavu Mafke Chatana VeKanata. When they would take out a bride and a groom to their wedding, they would bring a rooster and hen in front of them, kilomar, as if to say, "Peru urvu ketanigolim, you should be fruitful and should multiply like the hens." One day there was a band of Romans that were passing by when such a ceremony was taking place, shaklinu minayu, and they took the rooster and the hen from the people. Naflu alayu mahunu. So the people, they attacked the Romans and they smote them. They attacked them. Now this was a reckless thing to do because you didn't contemplate what the Romans are going to do to you for a silly thing like this, because they took the rooster and the hen. Let them go. But again, we learned that the destruction of Jerusalem was all because why? People did not anticipate the consequence of their actions. They acted impulsively. And therefore, in this case also, the Romans took their rooster and then they attacked them and they smoked them. Comes the Gemara and says, "Atu amruna lekesar." Sure enough, what did the Romans do? They went straight to the Caesar and they told the Caesar, "Mardu bach Yehudae, the Jewish people have rebelled against you. Ata alayu." The Caesar sent his armies and they attacked Tur Malka. Hava biwahu bar deroma. Among the Jews living in that area, there was a man from the south of the country, Bar Daroma. Dava kafis mila. He was able to jump very long distance. The Gemara says, a mil. Now, a mil is like 3,000 to 4,000 feet. Obviously, this is an exaggeration, but they tried to say he was able to jump a very long distance. Dava kafis mila. Vikatil bihu, and he was able to slaughter many Romans at a time. Shakle kesar letage veotbe ara. The Caesar took his crown and put it on the ground. Amar, ribone de alma kule, master of the entire world. Ini halach, if it pleases you, lo timsere lahu gavra lidide, ulmalchute biyade dehad gavra. Do not deliver me, the Caesar, and my kingdom into the hands of a single man. I mean, this guy was capable of killing the whole Roman army. So the Caesar got scared of this guy. So the Caesar comes along and says to the Boros Shel Olam, please don't hand me and my army in the hands of this one guy. The southerner, the Jewish guy, opened his mouth. And by opening his mouth, he brought himself downfall. Why? Because he said, Halo ata Elohim zenachtanu, velo tetze Elohim besivotenu. The southerner said, we don't need God's assistance. He said, you left us, God. Zenachtanu. Velo tetze Elohim besivotenu. We don't need you to go out with our legions. Meaning he said, I can do it myself. So Gemara says, but what do you mean? David Neme Amar Hache. David said that pasuk in Tehilim. Now was David saying why? He doesn't need God? So the Gemara says, David at Muhe Kamitama. David HaMelech was wondering, why did God not come to help me? Hello Elohim Zinahtanu, Velo Tetze Elohim Besimotenu. Why is God not coming with us? David was saying it in a question, but this southerner was saying it as a statement. Who needs God? Who needs God to come and fight us? We can do it ourselves. As a result, he got destroyed. And the Gemara continues the story. Al lebet hakiseh. That guy from the south went to the bathroom. Bet hakiseh. Atad darkona. Darkona is like a snake. Shemte lekarkesheh. It came and disemboweled him. When he was... You understand that. Venach nafsheh. And he died. Amar. So the Caesar said, Hu'il v'etrahish l'nisa. Since a miracle happened to me, Hai zimna ishbekinu. I'm going to leave the Jews alone this time. Shevkinu ve'azal. So he left them. He went on his way. Izdakur ve'achlu ve'shatu. The Jews leaped with joy. They ate and they drank. Ve'adliku sheragim. They lit candles. So many of them. Ad ithazeb bilyonad de'kushpanka berachot milah. You were able to see the design on a signet ring that was a mile away. It was so bright, they were able to see a very small item from a far distance. Which means, the way they explain it, the Romans that were a mile away were able to use the light of the Jews to see the engraving on their signet rings. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar, so the Caesar said, Mihada kahadu bi Yehuda eh? The Jews are celebrating over me as if they defeated me. Hadar ata alayu. He went and he attacked them again. And what happens? It seems the Jews were punished, he says here from the Maharsha, because they celebrated by feasting instead of giving praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore again they felt that it was their might, that saved them. So what happened? The Caesar came back. Amar Rav Aseh. Tlat mea alfe shelife saifa, ailu letun malka. 300,000 sword-wielding soldiers went to Haramelech. Vekatlu ba tlata yome utlata lelbatan. They massacred the Jewish people for 3 days and for 3 nights. Ubahach gisa hilule vehinge. On one side of the mountain there was celebration and dancing. And those that were living on the other side, they had no idea what was taking place. The Romans were killing people on one side of the mountain, the Jews on the other side were still celebrating, and they did not know each other's circumstance. The Gemara tells us how many people lived here in Haramelech. Bila Adonai velo Haman, et kol ne'ot Yaakov. Hashem consumed without pity all the dwellings of Jacob. He said, "Elu shishim ribo ayarot shayulo liyanai amelech bar amelech." This is a reference to the 600,000 towns that King Yanai had in Haramelech. Now, of course, this is an exaggerated terminology, which just means to say there was a lot of towns in Haramelech. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Aseh. Shishim ribo ayarot hayu l'danei ha-melech v'ar-melech v'chol achat v'achat hayu ba kis yotzei Mitzrayim. In every single town there was a population as great as the number of the Jews that left Egypt, which is 600,000 in each town. Ve'enuhin, I'm sorry, Chutz Mishalosh, except the three towns, Shayubem Kiflayim Ki Yotzei Mitzrayim, that there was double, there was 1.2 million people living in those towns. Elohen, Kefar Bish, Kefar Shechlayim, Kefar Dichraya. Kefar Bish, literally the bad village. They lo yavu beta l'ushpiza. They were like Sedom, these people. They would not give a wayfarer lodging. That's what they called it, Kefar Bish, the bad village. Kefar Shechlayim, Shaita panasatam min ha-shechlayim. Shechlayim is like cress. It's like a vegetable of some sort. That's the way they supported themselves. Kefar Dichraya, the village of males. Zachar, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Shayu nishotehem, Yoldot Zecharim Tehila, V'yoldot Nekema Baharona, Uposkot. The way the ladies would give birth in that town, they would give birth to a boy first, and then they would give birth to a girl at the end, and they would seeds to bear children. Now the Mefarshim say that obviously that this is a negative attribute. The Gemara says that when a daughter is born, it brings a blessing to the world. And therefore, the Gemara says, Bat Tehila, when a fellow has a girl first, Siman Yafeh Lebanim. It's a good sign for the future children as well. And these people over here, they were the opposite. They had the boy first. Once they had a girl, they looked at it as a negative thing. And then when they stopped having children, once they had the girl, they stopped having their children. In any event, you see each one over here, Kfar Bish, they weren't hospitable. Kfar Shechlayim, the people's livelihood was meager. Selling crests, and Kfar Dichraya were not blessed with daughters, which means each place had a deficiency. One was poor, one was not hospitable, and one was not blessed with daughters. Why weren't they blessed with daughters? Because I guess they stopped. Once they had one daughter, they stopped. That was no daughters in that town. Amar Ula, Lididi Hazeliyahu Atra. He says, I saw Hara Melech. It can't even hold 600,000 reeds, let alone 600,000 towns. It's a small little place. Tzeduki Rabbi Hanina. A Tzeduki once went to the rabbi and said, Shikurem Meshakritu. You see, your rabbis lied to you. They told you there's 600,000 towns in Har HaMelech. There's nothing there. You can't even fit 600,000 reeds. Amale. The Eretz HaSevi Ketiv. Our land is called Eretz HaSevi, the land of the deer. Ma Sevi Ze En Oro Ma'zik Et Betzaro, which means when you skin a deer, you're never able to put the skin back on the deer itself. It's not large enough to accommodate its flesh. But when it's on it, it's enough. Af Eretz Yisrael. At the time that the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael, the land expands. Like the skin of a deer, that when it's on its flesh, it expands. But when the Jewish people are not in the land, it shrinks, it contracts. And that's why he said, yeah, at the time the Jewish people were filling the land, Har HaMelech had tremendous space. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Ben Yome Bar Chalkiya, Rav Chalkiya Bar Tuvia, Rav Una Bar Chiya, Havu Yadve Gabe Adade. The rabbis were sitting together. Amre, they said, Iika Deshemi Alem Miltam Bekefar Sechanya Shil Mesraim Lema. If anybody heard anything about the residents of a place called Kfar Sechanya in Egypt, please speak. They wanted to know that she says whether the inhabitants of the destroyed town were righteous or wicked. It seemed this town was destroyed. So anybody have any recollections of these people? Patach Adminah ve'amar. One of them started to speak and he said, Ma'aseh ba'arus. Ba'arusato. There was an incident with a man and his wife. They were engaged. Shenishbu neben ovdei kochavim. They were captured by the goyim. V'si'um zelazeh. And their captors wed them. Amra lo. So the wife said to her husband, "Bebakasha mimcha, al tigah mi, don't touch me yet. She'en li ketubah mimcha. I don't have a ketubah." They were married secularly. She said, I don't have a ketubah, I cannot be with you. Ve'lo nagaba ad yom moto. And he did not touch her until the day of his death. Ukshemet, when he died, amra lahin. She told those people that were there at the funeral, "Sifdu lazeh, eulogize this man. Shepitpet bi yitzro yoter mi Yosef, that he controlled his desire even more than Yosef, Hasadik." Why? Di'ilu bi Yosef lo aba el achad asharta. Yosef, he had to overcome his temptation. It was for a small moment. It was once. Ve'ay kol yoma v'yoma. This was every single day of his life. Ilu Yosef la b'chadamita. Yosef was not in the same bed as Eshet Potiphar. Ve'ay b'chadamita. Where we were together, the goyim put us in the same. We were in the same bed together. Ilu Yosef la ishto. Yosef, it was a little easier because the wife of Potiphar was not his wife. Ve'ha ishto. But here he couldn't rationalize because, after all, it was his wife. So you see what? The people over there were actually tzaddiki. Fatah idach ve'amah. The next rabbi got up and said, "Let me tell you a story. Ma'aseh ve'amdu arba'im modiyot bedinar." In the town, 40 modiyot of grain, modiyot is a measure, was at a dinar. Now what's that? Is that expensive? Is that cheap? So the Mefashim explain, you're right, it's the equivalent of a se'ah. So that's a cheap price. Which means, for one se'ah of grain, it cost a se'ah, or a dinar. One se'ah cost a dinar. Good. Nechsar ha-sha'ar modiyah achat. The rate dropped. Which means now a dinar only purchased one se'ah minus. Which means there was inflation, but a minor inflation. Instead of getting a full se'ah, you got a se'ah minus a small amount for the same dinar. What did they say? They said, "Ubatku, we got to search why this happened. Why is there inflation? Must be somebody committed a sin." And they found out, "Umatzu, av ubno, sheba'u al na'ara me'orasa beyom kippurim." They found out that there was a father and a son that went with a girl that was engaged. They went with her on Kippur Day, no less. V'bi'um lebetin uskalum. They brought them to the betin and they stoned them to death. V'chazar ha'sha'a limkomo. And the rate went back to its original position, which means the inflation ceased. Now again, that's to the praise of the community over there, that these were the only sinners in the town. Once the sinners left the town, the market went right back to where it was. And they were living, obviously, on such a high level that everything was being, even the smallest fluctuation in the economy, they were able to trace back to a sin that was committed. Patach idach ve'amar. The third rabbi got up and said, "I'll tell you a story. Ma'aseh be'adam echad. Shenatan enav be'eshto ligaresha." There was an incident where a man from the city wanted to divorce his wife. But there was a high ketubah. He didn't want to pay the ketubah. Me'asa, so what did he do? Halach v'zimen et shush binav. He went and he invited his friends. V'chilan, v'ishkan. He gave them to eat, he gave them to drink. Shikran, he got them drunk. V'shkiban al mita achat. And he laid them together next to his wife. On one bed. Vevi lo ben betza. He brought the white of an egg. Vetil benehem. The white of an egg looks like semen, looks like zera. Ve'amid lahem edim. And then he positioned witnesses to see this. Uba lebetin. And he claimed that his wife committed adultery. But it was a setup. And therefore he doesn't want to pay the ketubah. Hayasham zaken echad mitalmidei shamaya zaken. There was a scholar over there, elderly sage, from the students of Shammai. Ubaba ben Buta Shemo. His name is Baba ben Buta. Amar la'ed, kak mekubelari mishammai hazaken. I have a tradition from Shammai hazaken. Lo ben betzah soled minaur. The white of an egg, when you expose it to fire, it contracts. V'shikvat zera dochem minaur. But semen flows away from fire. Which means, when the white of an egg is exposed to fire, it congeals. However, when semen is exposed to a fire, it melts and seeps into the cloth on which it lies. So it's a different consistency when it's exposed to fire. So what did they do? Batku umatsukit barav. They took a fire and they tested it. And they found out that it was a scam. That really was the white of an egg. Vibi'u lebeddin vilkuhu. They brought the man to court, the husband, and they flogged him. Vihigbu ketuvata emenu mimenu. And they took the ketubah from him. And they made him pay his wife's ketubah. So again, you see over here, from the three stories of Kfar Shekhanya, they were upright people. In the first story over here, you see, the man was married civilly. He didn't want to touch his wife. The second episode you see where a person committed an avera that affected the economy and they punished him and the economy went back to normal. And then another person that committed a sin and they flogged him to show that they were seekers of justice and they followed the laws. Whenever somebody transgressed it, they kept justice. So the Gemara asks, Amar le Abaye, then Rabbi Yosef, they were so righteous. Why were they punished? So he told them, because they did not mourn the destruction of Jerusalem. Glad in Jerusalem and rejoice with her, all those who love her. Be elated with her, all those who mourn over her. The Gemara is learning over here that when Jerusalem is in a state of joy, everybody has to rejoice with Jerusalem. However, when Chas v'Shalom Jerusalem is not in a state of joy, then everybody as well has to mourn the destruction. And the Gemara said that anybody that does not mourn the destruction of Jerusalem does not merit to see the rebuilding and the consolation of Jerusalem. Gemara continues. Asaka the Rispak, Hariv Betar. That was the third incident. First incident was Kamsa Bar Kamsa. The second incident was the rooster and the hen. They didn't calculate their actions when they fought the Romans that took the hen and the rooster. And the third incident that led to the destruction was again reckless behavior. Asakad Rispak Hariv Betar. As a result of the incident involving the side of a carriage, Betar was destroyed. Gemara says, Da'avu Nehege, there was a custom in Betar. Ki avam mityalid yinuka, when a baby was born, baby boy, Shatle Arza, they would plant a cedar tree. Yinukta Shatle Turnita, when a baby girl was born, they would plant a pine tree. V'chiyavu min sebe, when a boy and girl would get married, kaitse le'u v'avdu genana, they would cut the trees down, and they would make a chupa, a wedding canopy, from the wood. Yomachad, one day, hava kachalfa berate de kesar, one day the Caesar's daughter was passing by, itbar sakat rispak, the side of a carriage that she was traveling on broke. Katsu arza ve'ailula. So the attendants cut down a cedar tree that was planted for one of the boys that was born previously, and they fixed the broken panel. Atu ve'naful alayu mechonhu. The Jews fell on them mechonhu. They smote them. Atu amnu le'le kesar. So she went. The Romans went to report to the Caesar. Bardubach Yehuda'e ata alayu, and they came on them in a battle in Betar. Again, This was reckless behavior. Let her go. What are you attacking her? Because she took one of the cedar trees. You should have anticipated that she's going to go back to the cedar now and tell her father that the Jewish people have rebelled. But for a meaningless thing, they picked the wrong fight, and as a result of it, it led. So again, the common denominator, if we say again, that led to the destruction of Jerusalem was impulsive behavior, not anticipating the consequences of their actions. Now the Gemara goes and discusses the destruction of the city of Betar. Gada b'choriath kol keren Yisrael. The Pasuk says God cut down in fierce anger all the dignity of Israel. Amar b'zer, amar b'abu, amar b'yohanan. Elu shimonim elef karne milhama shenichnesu lichrach betar b'sha'a shelichaduha. The 80,000 division leaders of the Romans, literally calls it horns of war, because each division would have, let's say, a horn that would sound to gather their troops together. Ve'hargu ba'a anashim v'nashim betaf. And they slaughtered the Jews of Betar, men, women, and children. Ad she'alach daman v'nafal liyem ha'gadol. The blood flowed until it reached the great sea, the Mediterranean. Shemet tomar, maybe you're going to say, kirova haita. You'll say, well, Betar is close to the Mediterranean. No, sir. Rechoka haita mil. It was, in fact, a mil away. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Gadol Omer, Shte nechalim yesh bebegat yadayim. There were two rivers in the valley of Yadayim. Echad moshech elach, Behad Moshech Elach. One river flows one way, and the other river flows the other way. They call it Yadayim, because it seems, it looked like two hands. One was going one way, one was going the other way. And what happened? Vishiaru Hachamim. And when the sages came to see how much consistency of blood and water was in those bodies, Shne Halakim Mayim Vehad Dam. It was two parts water and one part blood. That's how much blood flowed into the rivers that were close to Betar. Bematitatana was told in the Braita, Shebar Shanim, Batsru of De Kochavim mit Karmehem, Medaman Shel Yisrael, Beno Zevel. For 7 years, the Goyim were able to harvest their vineyards with fertilized soil from the blood of the Jewish people, and they did not have to use any other fertilizer. Now the Gemara says how the Babylonians destroyed the first Beit HaMikdash. Amar Bihiya Bar Abin Amar Bi Yoshua Ben Korha Sahli Zaken Echad Me'anshei Yerushalayim. There was an elderly resident of Jerusalem told me, Bibikazu, you see this valley? Harag Nebuzar Adan Rav Tabahim, Nebuzar Adan, the chief executioner of the Babylonians, Mataim Va'achat Esre Ribo, 211 myriads. That's 211 times 10,000, which is 2,110,000 people. 2,110,000 people in this one valley. Ubirushalayim. Harag Tishrim V'arba'a Ribo Al Evin Ahat. And in Jerusalem he slaughtered 94 myriads, which is 940,000 people just on one stone. Ad Shehalach Daman V'nagar B'damo Shel Zechariah. The blood flowed and touched the temple ground where the prophet and Kohen Gadol Zechariah was murdered years before. The blood touched the blood. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what happened with the blood of Zechariah. Ashkeche lidme de Zechariah de'ava kam martach v'salik. Actually, just to get the history, 252 years before the Churban Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen was Zechariah ben Yehoyada. He was murdered in the temple courtyard. That's because the king at the time, Yehoash, proclaimed himself a god. Zechariah went against the king, the king had him executed, and his blood landed on the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, and it says the blood of Zechariah was bubbling for 252 years in anger. It was bubbling on that exact spot. No matter what they did to try to cover it, there was nothing they could do. Everything they did failed in order to cover the blood of Zechariah. Obviously this was a shameful deed, and therefore the blood represented the great sin that was not atoned yet. In any event, Nebuzaradan, when he came, he was the chief executioner, when he came into the Yerushalayim, he saw the Beit HaMikdash, this blood on the floor, boiling. So he said, Amar Bayhai. He said, what is this? Amrulele told him, Dam Zivahim de Ishtapuch. It's the blood of some sacrifices that spilled. They were embarrassed to tell them that they killed their own prophet. Aite deme velo idame. He brought blood of an animal and he compared it, and it wasn't comparable. It did not resemble it. Amar lo Nebuzaradan said, Im amritu li mutav. If you tell me whose blood it is, fine. Ve'ilav, but if you don't tell me, masrekina lebesarchayu b'masrekeh defarzeleh. I will tear your flesh with iron combs. Amri leh, so they told him, man nemalach, what can we tell you? Nivya hava ban, we had a prophet amongst us. He would rebuke us regarding divine matters. So we rose up against him and we murdered him. And many years later, his blood still not as rested. Said, I am going to appease him. He brought the judges of the great Sanhedrin and the smaller courts, the smaller Sanhedrin. The great Sanhedrin comprised of 71 judges. That was the highest court in the land. And then you had the smaller courts that comprised of 23 judges. And he brought them to that spot. Katal al-Lave, and he slew them over Zechariah's blood. Velo nach. But the blood did not rest. Bahurim uptulot katal al-Lave. He brought the youths, the boys and the girls, and he slaughtered them over that spot of Zechariah's blood. Velo nach. Did not rest. Aitet tirokot shel bet Rabban. He brought the school children. Katal al-Lave, he slaughtered them over that spot. Velo nach, and he did not rest. Amal Nebuzaradan turned to the blood of Zechariah and said, Zechariah, Zechariah, Tovim Shebahem Ibbatim, I've exterminated their finest. Ni halach de'abdinu lekulehu. You want me to exterminate them all? Kedavar le'ache nach. When Nebuzaradan finally said that, the blood rested. Ba'i sha'ta, at that moment, Nebuzaradan had thoughts of teshuvah. Amar, uma im al nefesh achat kach. If for killing one man, Zechariah, look how many people had to die as kapara for the death of one man. Hahu gavra, meaning himself, the katal kol hani nishmata, that I just killed all these people. How much more so am I going to be deserving of a punishment? Alak, he ran away. Azal Shadar Shetar Parteta Beveta. He sent a document to his house what they should do with his property. Be'igayar. And he converted to Judaism. Comes the Gemara and says, Tana, we have other arch enemies of the Jewish nation that their last stop was conversion. Tana. Naaman, Ger Toshabaya. Naaman is the king of Aram that was healed by the prophet Elisha. And it says as a result, he converted. He became a, literally a Ger Toshab, a resident convert. He accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, and he accepted upon himself to fulfill the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah. That's called a ger toshav. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Nebuzar Adad, that was the chief executioner. Ger tzedek haya, was a righteous convert. B'bnei Barak shel Haman, lemedu Torah b'bnei Barak. From the descendants of Haman, they already became the great rabbis that taught Torah b'nei Barak. Which means he had ancestors that converted. B'bnei Barak shel Sisera, from the grandchildren of Sisera, arch enemy of the Jewish people, lemedu Torah, or lemedu tinokot mirushalayim. They taught children in Jerusalem. The Bnei Barav Shel Sanheriv, the Medu Torah Berabim, they taught Torah in public. Man Inun, who were these people that came from Sanheriv that taught Torah in public? Gemara says Shemaya, the Avtalion, that eventually became the rabbis of Hillel and Shammai. Hayru Dichtiv, this is what the pasuk says, going back to the vengeance of Zechariah's blood. Natati et dama asehiyach sala. God says, I placed the blood on a smooth surface of a rock so it will not be absorbed in the ground. Comes the Gemara and says, Hakol kol Yaakov Vayadayim Yedei Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, but the hands are the hands of Esav. Hakol Ze Adrianus Kesar. This is a reference to the crying of the Jews when they were afflicted at the massacres of Hadrian. Sheharag ba'Alexandria shel Misraim, just in Alexandria alone, he killed Shishim Ribo al Shishim Ribo. 600,000 people plus another 600,000 people. Kiflayim ki yotzei Misraim. Double the amount of Jews that went out of Egypt. Kol Yaakov Zeaspasianus Kesar is referring to the Jews that were crying, the voice of Jacob at the time of Vespasian. Shearag Bekrach Betar Arba Meot Ribo. He killed 4 million people in Betar. Vayadayim Yedei Esav Ve'am Lila Arba'at Alafim Ribo. And some say he killed 40 million people just in Betar alone. Vayadayim Yedei Esav Zu Malchut HaRish'ah. This is referring to the evil government of Rome. Shehriva et betenu, v'sarfat echadenu, v'gnitanu me'arsenu. That destroyed our temple, burned down our sanctuary, and exiled us from our land. Davar acher, hakol kol Yaakov, the voice of Jacob. En lecha tefila, shemu'elet, she'en ba mizar'o shel Yaakov. There is no successful prayer in which a descendant of Jacob is not a participant. Which means if there's a prayer that's answered, had to be a Jew is praying, had to come from a kol kol Yaakov. Vayadayim yedei Esav. In lecha milchama shenotzachat, shem ba mizar'o shel Esav. There can't be a successful military campaign unless there's a descendant of Esav that participated in it. Comes the Gemara and says, back to the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa that led to the destruction. The Gemara says a teaching. Behind the Amar Rabbi Elazar, Beshot Lashon Techameh. Literally, when the tongue is a shot, you should hide. What does that mean? A pasuk in Iyov. So the Gemara says, Behenchure Lashon Techameh. From the slander of a tongue, you should hide. That's the most dangerous usage of a tongue when it's used to make slander. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, May Dichtiv, Al Naharot Bavel, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, Mezochrenu Etzion. On the rivers of Bavel, that's where we sat and we cried when we remembered Sion. The David HaMelech said this chapter, before the destruction obviously, before the building even. מלמד שראו הקדוש ברוך הוא לדוד חורבן בית ראשון וחורבן בית שני. He showed him the destruction of both temples. חורבן בית ראשון שנאמר על מהרות בבל. That was the destruction of the first temple. We went to בבל. Sham yashavnu gam bachinu. Bayit sheni, when it says at the end of that chapter, Dechtiv zechor Hashem debnei Edom. Remember when Edom did to us, the Romans, it Yom Yerushalayim, on that day of Jerusalem, Ha'omenim, that the descendants of Edom said, Aru, Aru, destroy, destroy, Ada Yisod Ba, until its very foundation. So David predicted or saw in prophecy both the Churban Bayit Rishon and Churban Bayit Sheni. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amari Shemuel, Vetima Rabbi Amen. This is a story to depict the pasuk that says in Tehilim, Ki alecha holagnu kol hayom. We died for you, God, every minute of the day, all the day, we died for you. Gemara tells a story. Ma'aseh, bedalid me'ot yeladim viladot shenishbu nekalon. There was an incident of 400 boys and girls that were captured and they were taken by ship to Rome to engage in shameful activities. The boys were taken for homosexuality and the girls were taken as concubines. Hirgishu ba'atzmam nemahim mitbakshim. The children realized what they're being taken for, to be abused. Amru, they said, im anu tov'im bayam, anu ba'im nechaya olam haba. They asked, if we drown ourselves, will we get olam haba? Darash lema gadol shem. So the oldest one gave a derasha. He said, Amar Adonai mibashan ashiv, ashim mibisulot yam. God said, I will bring those from the depths of the sea. Mibashan ashiv. What is bashan? Miben shine aryeh. I will rescue those people between the teeth of a lion. Mashan, ben shine. And not only that, ashim mesulot yam, elu shetuv'im bayam, those that drown themselves at sea, God says, I will redeem them as well. Obviously, they're drowning themselves to be saved from avera. Kivan sheshamu yiladot kach. When the girls heard this, kafsu kulam v'naflu letoch hayam. They jumped into the waters. Nasu yiladim kavachomer be'atzmam ve'amru. So the boys at that point, they made for themselves a kavachomer and they said, Ma halalu shedarkan lekach. And what if the girls would have been abused? At least it's abused in the normal way. The normal way for a man to go with a girl. Kach, and still what? They're willing to sacrifice themselves to jump into the waters. An act of matridom. Anu she'en darkenu lekach. Ours, which they're going to abuse us in the abnormal way. In the Mishkan Zachur, it's unnatural. Alahat kama vekama, all the more so. We should give up our lives. Afem kafsu letoch hayam. So they also jumped into the sea. Ba'alehem akatuv omer. In reference to such people, the pasuk says, Ki alecha horagnu kol hayom, nechshavnu keson tevcha. For your sake, God, we are killed all the time. We are considered as sheep for slaughter. They were dying for the name of God. So the Maharsha says, what they were saying is, our deaths bother us no more than the slaughter of sheep. Which means, since we gave up our lives for the name of God, it doesn't bother us, this death, just like it doesn't bother us when a sheep dies. But you see over here, Rabotai, a stark difference between the way Jewish people give up their lives and the way the enemies of the Jewish people, specifically the Zerah of Yishmael, the way they give up their lives. Look at the difference in the way we interpret Matridom and the way they interpret it. We interpret it to give up our lives, not to commit an Avera. And nobody gets hurt in such Matridom except the person that takes his own life. Not to jeopardize anybody else. But Chas v'Shalom, our enemies, they understood the same thing, to die in the name of God, but to destroy innocent people with them. And that's what the Rambam writes in his Igeret Teman, his famous letter. He said, while the Goyim, the Ishmaelim, they have this concept of El, Yishmael, but at the same time, they have the Midah of Pere Adam. And therefore, everything they do is in the name of El. Even their unbridled behavior, even their uncontrolled behavior. And therefore, it's a Pere Adam using El. And that is the worst concoction. And look at the Jewish people, Avdil. They also are called Yisrael. But how do they serve Borei Olam? They take their own lives in order not to commit a sin. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda gives another example of Jewish matriedom. Zu isha v'shevaha baneha. The story of the woman, whose tradition is Hannah, and her seven sons. And the Gemara tells the story. At Yu Akama, the Kamed Kesar, they brought the first son before the Caesar. Amalei, they told him, Plachla avodat kochavim, worship the idol. Amalei, he said to them, Ketub Batura Anuchi Hashem Elohecha, it says, I am your God. Afku v'kiru, so they killed him. Vatiu li'idach l'kamed kesar amalei, they brought the second one, they said, Plachla avodat kochavim, worship avodat zera. Amalei, he said to them, Lo ketub Batura, lo yilecha elim achalim al panai. No other gods. Afku v'katlun, they killed him. Atiu li'idach amalei, Plachla avodat kochavim. Amalei, he said to them, anybody that serves sacrifices to a god shall be utterly destroyed. They killed him as well. At you, the Idach, they brought the fourth son. Worship Avodah Zarah. Amalu Katub Torah, Lo Tishtachaveh Le'el Acher. Afku Vekatlu. At you, the Idach. Amru Le. Pelach La'avodat Kochavim. Amalu Katub Batorah Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Afku v'katu, they killed him as well. At Yule Idach, Amru le, Pelach la'avodat kochavim, Amar lehu, Katub b'Torah v'yadata yom v'shemotai lebavecha, Ki Adonai wa Elohim, B'shamay b'ma'od v'al ha'aris, B'tachat, En od, Afku v'katlu, At Yule Idach, Amru le, Pelach la'avodat kochavim, worship the idols, Amar lehu, Katub b'Torah, Et Hashem emarta, you singled out God today, v'Hashem emirecha yom, and God has singled us out as well. Kevan nishba'nu l'kadosh baruch hu, we already promised and swore to God, she'en anu ma'avirim oto be'el acher, we are not going to exchange God for another God. V'afu nishba' lanu, and he has sworn to us, She'en ma'avir otanu be'uma acheret, that he's not going to exchange us for another nation. Amar le Kesar, so the Caesar said, Ishdili gushpanka, I'll throw my signet ring down in front of the Avodah Zarah. Uchin, bend down v'shikle, and pick it up. Ki echi dilimru kabil alei arbanah, just the Malkah, so I'll just look to the people as if he accepted the king's authority by fulfilling my wish. Meaning, don't have kavanah to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Just make believe you're picking up my ring. Amale, the boy said, Haval alach Kesar, Haval alach Kesar. Woe to you, the Caesar, woe to you, the Caesar. Al kevod atzmecha kach. You're worried about your honor. You're worried what the people are going to say. You want the people to say, oh, the last boy, listen, you're worried about your kavod. Al kevod HaKadosh Baruch Hu al achat kama vekama. All the more so we have to be concerned about the kavod of the Shekhinah. Afku lemiktelehu. They brought him out to kill him as well. Amra le'imeh. So the mother of the seven children came to the last child. Yehavuni aleh ve'insheke purta. He said, give him to me and let me kiss him. Amra lo, she said to him, Banai, my sons, Lechu ve'emru le'Avraham Avinu, go to Avraham your father and tell him, Ata akadta mizbeach echad, you bound one sacrifice on the altar, Vani akadti shiv'a mizbechot, but I bound seven sacrifices on the altar, seven altars, Afi alta legag, she too went up to the roof. Venafla umeta. She fell down and died. She lost her sanity. She committed suicide. Yatzdam bat kol ve'amra. Em banim semecha. She rejoices in her son that again take their lives for the name of God. Now again, look at the difference. We see in our day where Arab ladies take pride in the fact that their children are dying and killing innocent people. To them this is considered Ema Barim Sameha. The mother of the child is Sameh. And those mothers are considered holy women that are willing to sacrifice their children. And here look at the difference between Am Yisrael, where a Jewish mother is happy to see her child not hurt anybody, but take their own lives in order to serve Borei Olam. That is truly Ema Barim Semeha. The Mefarshim say, what did she mean when she said, go tell Avraham Avinu that he only sacrificed one and I sacrificed seven? Was she coming to needle Avraham Avinu? Chas v'shalom, the rabbis say that all the good traits that we possess, it's only because of our forefathers, Avraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. We inherited their good nature, their good characteristics, their good midot. The Pasuk says, Metalech betumot tzadik ashrei banav acharav. When a person acts in a righteous way, his children are fortunate. Which means the children are the beneficiary of the goodness of the father. Avraham Avinu sacrificed his son. But at that moment he brought into Klal Yisrael a tremendous midah that we'll be willing to sacrifice. That we'll have the ability to sacrifice ourselves, even our children, for Borei Olam. That midah was from Avraham Avinu. So when Hannah was telling her children, go to Avraham Avinu, and not say that he did one, and I'm better and I did seven, but rather tell him, because you did one, as a result of that akedah, you gave me the strength to do seven. Avraham, don't think I think it's me. I know it's not me. I didn't get the strength. It wasn't self-motivated. It came because I'm a daughter of Avraham Avinu. You brought this midah b'sinut nefesh down to the world. Comes the Gemara and continues. So again, that's a expounding on the pasuki alecha horagnu konayom. We died for you the entire day. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi amar zumila. No, it's referring to the circumcision that's on the eighth day, which means it's life-threatening to the baby sometimes. You're cutting the baby, it's bleeding, and so on and so forth. And the Mefarshim say the only reason why the baby does not die at the Brit Milah is because the zechut of the mitzvah protects them. So that we're willing to sacrifice our own children, a tender child on the eighth day, in order to circumcise them. Ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. Fourth illustration. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar, Elu tamidei chachamim shemar'in hilchot shechita be'atzmam. The rabbis, they want to teach their students how to make shechita. So what do? In the excitement of giving the shi'ur, they would hold the knife and they would go like this, just to show them how to make the shechita. They would actually, they got lost in the learning. V'amar Rava, kol mileh one may demonstrate anything on himself except for ritual slaughter, and some say tzara'at. Now what is this referring to? We have a rule. Once a person starts to demonstrate tzara'at on his body, he becomes vulnerable to the satan. You're not supposed to open yourself to any negative item. And certainly the Gemara is saying you shouldn't show shechita on yourself. Because even if he's going like this with his hand, we're worried one time he's going to forget he's going to have the knife in his hand. And if he has the knife in his hand and does that same motion, he can kill himself. It says the Jewish people, they're so loyal to the law that they would kill themselves in showing the laws of shechita. Again, my mistake. Good. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak amar, אלו תלמידי חכמים שממיתים עצמם על דברי תורה. They kill themselves over the words of Torah. כדרבי שמעון בן לקיש, דאמר רבי שמעון בן לקיש, אין דברי תורה מתקיימים אלא במי שממית עצמו עליהם. דברי תורה cannot be fulfilled only on somebody that's willing to kill himself for the Torah. שנאמר, זאת התורה, אדם כי ימות באוהל. Now, what does this mean? So the Mefarshim explain it according to a story. There was a fellow that had a business, and he started to get more learned, and every day he wanted to go to the yeshiva to study Torah. So the store is opening up a little late now because he's in the yeshiva studying. So his wife sees customers standing outside the store. So his wife's getting all nervous. So his wife runs to the Beit HaMidrash and says, "Listen, you're learning, but there's people outside the store. You gotta go. Gotta go open the store." So the husband tells the wife, "I want to ask you a question. Bar Midan, but after 120 years, when I die, and I'm buried in the cemetery, and there's going to be customers that are at the door of the store, you're going to come to the cemetery and start banging on my kevin?" She says, "Of course not. Then you're dead." So he says, "Now I'm also dead. At the time that I study Torah, I'm dead to the world. I don't exist. Make believe that I'm inaccessible. After the limud is over, I come back. Zot Torah. You want to succeed in Torah? Adam ki yamud be'oil. Those moments that he's studying Torah, he's got to shut his phone, shut his connection, shut his everything. Adam ki yamud be'oil. That's it. He's dead to the world where he has no other interruption except for the Torah. That's what he's saying. Zot Torah. Adam. That's what it means. Ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. God, we died for you every single day. What does it mean we died for you? Through the study of Torah with such self-sacrifice. Baruch Adonai Olam.